Hello, this is Jaden Finder. We want to thank you for listening today. We would love to connect with you on social media. Now let's go into the live message.
God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. You may be seated. Dominion and power. God said, I am giving you dominion over everything. Not many people are living that way. How many people are familiar with what's called the doctrine of inclusion? The doctrine of inclusion is an old doctrine. It just keeps reinventing itself. But it's prevalent in our age. And the doctrine of inclusion is simply this, in a nutshell, that when Jesus Christ died, he saved everybody in the world, and nobody will be lost no matter what they do. If you're a rapist, if you are a murderer, it doesn't matter. You'll be saved because of Christ. And so the job of the church is not to get you saved, but to inform you that you are saved. That's the doctrine of inclusion. That's not quite right. In fact, that is a damnable heresy spawned by the devil himself. It contradicts everything that Christ taught when he said, broad is the way to destruction, narrow is the gate that leads to eternal life. But I do have a responsibility to inform you something. Number one is you can be saved, and if you get saved, you are now in an enviable position of dominion and power. And most Christians are not living there. What does it mean when it says you shall have dominion over everything that's upon the earth? What does that really mean? Well, it's phrased differently in the New Testament. Well, before that, it's kind of like this with Joseph. Joseph said, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good. That's kind of what it means to have dominion and power. That even when things are adverse, God will turn them in your favor. That no matter what the devil is saying, he's a liar. God is more than able to bring into your life blessing no matter where you live. But perhaps Paul said it best of all. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, and to them who are the called according to his purpose. I don't preach to you things that I have achieved necessarily, but things that the Bible says that I'm trying to achieve. I don't have all dominion and all power, but I tell you what, I'm doing most folks. I was complaining to a neighbor on one of my ranches, and I told him a sad story of how I bought a ranch for $500,000 and sold it for $1 million. But if I had kept it a little longer, I could have sold it for $2 million. He listened a while. He said, you don't have my sympathy, brother. He said, you're doing better than most of us. And I am doing better than most of this world. And you are too. But we can do better. Because it is the will of God that we are victorious in all things. And if you study the scripture and walk with Christ, your life ought to get more prolific, stronger, better, all the time. Michelle, that used to be my secretary, that's gone on to heaven, used to say, Pastor, I've never seen anybody that people want to please you more. She's talking about in the business world. And where things turn out the way you want them. They might not start that way, but she said they always end up that way. That's what it means to have dominion and power. It means when the devil comes in like a flood, the Lord will reverse that. You'll have a standard against that. So these verses are the promises of God that few people, even Christians, embrace. We just really kind of focus in on that verse that man's life is a few days and full of trouble. I reject that. That's the normal man. Look at somebody and say, I ain't normal. You're not normal. The Bible said you're what? A new creation or a new creature. Some people don't like that word, don't like to talk about themselves being a creature, but you're a new creature. You know, I'm just interested that Congress is investigating UFOs now. I've been hearing about them all of my life, UFOs. I don't believe in UFOs. I believe there's something flying around. I don't believe there's another species out there. I don't believe in Bigfoot, except the guy I went to college with, he wore size 22. I just don't believe all this stuff. Everybody in the world's got a camera, and we still don't have a good picture? You know we'd have a picture. If there was an alien walking among, we'd have a picture. If Bigfoot was real, we'd have a, oh, I had a picture. That I saw that picture. That was my brother-in-law with his shirt off. I don't believe in all those things. I believe that man is the apple of God's eye. I believe man is God's greatest creation. And I don't believe that man is living up to God's desire or expectation, but we can. And that's why Jesus Christ came to us. And so we're all not saved, but we can be saved. But there's two problems. A lot of people are not getting saved, and many people that are claiming to get saved have a faulty conversion. I told you the thing that matters most to me is seeing transformation in people's lives. When I was a young boy and started preaching, people not only got saved, but there was amazing transformations in their life. People are getting saved. I see them on television all the time. They're singers, they're movie stars, they're athletes, and they say, I'm a Christian. They've been married 14 times. Their language like they live in the sewer, but I'm a Christian. I see no transformation in many. There is a transformation. When you study the Word of God and you see people that got saved, they were transformed. Simon Peter became a different individual than he was before he was saved. I said last Sunday, he was converted from the sins of flesh. Saul of Tarsus became the Apostle Paul. There was an amazing transformation in his life because of their conversion. When they got converted, what happened? They repented. What does that mean? They changed. They turned around 180 degrees. The Bible said they were buried with Christ. That means they were baptized in water to rise in the newness of flesh. The Bible said they were baptized, calling on the name of the Lord, that their sins might be washed away. And the church will tell you that none of those things are important. They are. The things of the Scripture are important. Repentance is not a work. It's not legalism. Baptism is not a work. It's not legalism. The infilling of the Holy Spirit is not legalism. It is a Bible conversion. And God wants all of us to experience that. And when we experience that, we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. That means we're like the three Hebrew children. We can go through a fire furnace and come out victorious. That means we're like Daniel. We can confront him in his own lion's den and come out with a testimony. We are not wimps. We are not people that are easily trodden down. Praise God, we are not the tail, we are the head. We are the overcomers. Weapons that are made against us simply do not work. And when Saul of Tarsus, had that experience with Christ, it was amazing. Do you understand who Saul of Tarsus was? The Bible said he was a Jew of Jews. He was so into Judaism that he believed that he should kill everyone that was not into Judaism, was not a Jew. And so he spent his life capturing, imprisoning, and even killing Christians. But on the road to Damascus, what happened to him? A light shone around him. He fell off of his beast and lay there and said, "Who art thou, Lord?" Now this was a Christ hater. "Who art thou, Lord?" And Jesus said, "I am Jesus whom thou persecutest." That was an amazing step in his conversion. It was a turnaround. He was a Christian killer, and now he becomes the chief of all Christians. He will write 2/3 of the New Testament. What an amazing turnaround. Folks, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter if your daddy was an alcoholic. I don't believe in generational curses. It doesn't matter if both of your, somebody said the other day, both of my parents, both sides of my family are into witchcraft, but they were here in this church filled with the Holy Spirit praising God. It doesn't matter where you came from, because the blood of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit is so powerful, it can transform you. Where you came from does not matter, because where you are going is all important. What you were is not significant, because what you are is absolutely awesome. You have been born again. Who art thou? He said, go down to a street called Straight. I've got somebody there waiting for you, and they will explain to you the way of God. They will baptize you. Baptism was important in Saul of Tarsus' life. He was so mean. He was so mean that God could not get anybody to witness to him about baptism. He spoke and said, go down and tell Saul of Tarsus. They said, no, we don't. This is an act. He didn't really get saved, and he's going to kill me when I get down there. No, he really got saved. So he went down to tell him about baptism, and he got baptized. And the Bible said he got filled with the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what happened to you when you came to Christ. Maybe you shook a preacher's hand. Maybe you wrote a check. Maybe you just felt good. None of those things were the reason why I was converted. I didn't shake nobody's hand. I didn't write a check. I didn't have a checking account. I was 10 years old. But praise God, I'll tell you what did happen to me. The same thing that happened to Saul of Tarsus. I repented and a weight came off of me. I got baptized and the name of Jesus Christ became my name. And that's a name that every knee bows, every tongue confesses, and every demon trembles at, and every angel reveres. And I got filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. And I spoke with tongues that the Spirit of God gave the utterance. And you say, but you don't know my personality. I'm shy. I'm timid. That can't happen to me. But you didn't know me back then. I was the shyest kid you ever met. I used to take F's in school rather than get up and give a verbal, audible book report. I just wouldn't do it. Just mark me an F. I was shy. But when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, God gave me a boldness that was not normal to me. I'm full of the Holy Ghost and fire. And from that day to this, I've been through hell, but smell my clothes. There's not the smell of smoke on them. I've been in the very presence of angels, and I've been in the presence of demons, and I've fought the lions, but there's not one tooth mark on me, because praise God, my God is greater than the spirit that is in this world. And God is saying, I want you to get to a place where you take dominion and have power over demons. And there are spirits that want to constrain you. They don't want you to have a good job. They don't want you to have a good salary. They don't want you to have a home. They don't want you to have a good marriage. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you that God's power is greater than any demon spirit. You don't have to be afraid of the devil. You've got power. Jesus said in 1:8, you've got power. You've got dominion. Stand up every day and declare it before you walk out that door. I am a son of God. I'm clothed in the Spirit of God from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. I'm not going to run from demons. Demons are going to run from me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's in this building. He is your God. He doesn't want you just to be saved. He wants you to live in this world victoriously. He wants you to be an overcomer. He wants you to take dominion over the devil, because you've got family members and you've got friends that are held in the shackles of demons right now, and they're going to go to hell unless you exhibit the power and the dominion you have. But you can break their shackles and you can break their chains and you can live a life that is so victorious that they will become desirous of your life and say, how did it happen to you? Friend, God wants you to be a signboard, a billboard, an advertisement. These signs shall follow them. Why? God wants there to be signs that people see that you have got authority. Friend, the first time you go to the hospital and all of your family is there and you elbow your way in and pray for one of your family members that are dying and they come back to life, you're going to have a different stature in your family. They're not just going to remember you as a little pigtail girl, a little boy. They're not going to, something's happened to him. Something's happened. He's got dominion. He's got power. Hallelujah. I bought a ranch from one of the worst people I ever met. Man, just godless people. Just godless people. They had two daughters. I didn't know those daughters. I was out in the hayfield with them. They had on jeans, men's shirts, baseball caps. They're chewing tobacco, spitting it out of the side of their mouth, cussing like sailors. We got ready to go to lunch. They took their caps off and they were girls. That's the way they were raised. Their daddy was like, they were just terrible people. One day, the wife called me, said, "Steve, I know you pastor that church up there. We don't know nothing about God. We ain't ever been to church. But my husband is in a coma over on I-10, that little hospital. I forgot the name. It's on I-10. Said, is there any way you go up there and pray for him?" And this godless woman stood beside me. And I looked at that man. There was not a sign of life in his body. And I said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to be healed and rise up." And that man's eyes opened up. He sat up in bed. His godless wife said, "My God, he's alive." He left that hospital not a week later. He left that hospital that day. And the next Sunday, they were sitting on the back of the church right over here. You say, "I just can't lead people to Christ." You can if you get dominion and power. Dominion and power. And when you got saved and repented and baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, you are another Apostle Paul. You're another Apostle Peter. Don't let this world or the church or the devil or anybody tell you you are powerless. You have got authority over sin, over death, over hell, over the grave, over sickness. Stand up and claim it in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, right now I rebuke cancer in somebody's body that is in this audience right now. I rebuke the spirit of cancer. Did you ever wonder why they can't find a cure for cancer? It's hard to find a cure in the laboratory for something that is a spirit. I believe that cancer is a spirit of the devil sent to destroy humanity. But praise God, Christ is bigger than cancer, and you've got Christ in you. You've got Christ in you. You're just afraid because somebody's made you afraid to pray the prayer, to exhibit your faith. You might get embarrassed, but don't be embarrassed. You are a child of the living God. The same spirit that dwells in Christ dwells in you. Take over in Jesus' name.